it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
Well, Maynard just did the Tiny Tim high note there from the other room. He wasn't in the studio, Dwayne, today, but I still heard him.
I heard him, too, so that's pretty cool.
I don't know how you can get up that high like Tiny Tim did.
Oh, I think he's had damage to some parts of his body.
Another garden show here on Q92 on a beautiful Thursday morning, Dwayne.
Well, I tell you, if your garden isn't growing today, it's not going to. We got moisture, 3-some inches of rain, and the sunshine today is going to grow like crazy. And I tell you, you can tell that people are interested in gardening and flowers because the greenhouses at Heather Nursery and Floral and Greenhouse have been super busy.
That's right, yeah.
A lot of beautiful flowers and nice-looking vegetables. So if you're looking for a plant in your garden, stop on in.
All right, and that's three locations, Montevideo, Dawson, and Madison. So.
Yeah. And the greenhouse is up in Madison. We got it going finally, and they've been really busy, and it looks nice over there. So stop in and check out the new greenhouse.
Okay. Well, I know we got some questions coming up here, and we're going to open up our phone lines now for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. It's 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question. You can email it over to KLQP FM@farmerstel.net.
I know we got a lot of questions, so we better get going. First thing is our plant of the week, and if you haven't seen it, the peonies are blooming, and I have what is called a Japanese tree peony, and it's not actually, it's a tree, it's a bigger bush, and they're blooming right now, and you can see the pictures, you know, on KLQP, and they are awesome. If you like peonies, you got to have a tree peony or the Bartzilla yellow peony. They are pretty cool.
Yeah, good color to it, too.
Oh,
very colorful.
I have one in my front yard, and it's dark purple.
Oh.
Awesome.
They have a scent to it, a smell?
Not very fragrant. There's one of them that's called Hillary, and it's a yellow-brown peony, and that one stinks.
Okay.
I don't know if they named it after somebody, but...
Okay.
I better leave politics out.
So what's our horticultural concern for today?
Well, a lot of people are doing Memorial Day planters, so I put, you know, tricks of Memorial Day planters. And if people are really concerned about putting their planters out at the cemetery and drying out, one of the tricks is putting soil moist in it. It's a polymer that absorbs moisture, and then when the soil dries out, it releases the moisture, so your soil will last, it will stay moist longer. So soil moist might be one of the tricks.
All right. That was quick.
Okay. No, but we got a lot of questions
yeah.
telling me, so we probably...
All right.
We were chatting a little bit before here. Last night, we had a gang over the Madison Mercantile, and we had built raised planter beds so that, you know, us older people or handicapped people don't have to bend over so much. And so the bed is, and you can see it on the internet, Chris Shelstead posted it last night, and 32 inches high, and we filled it with good black dirt with peat moss, compost, and earth element starter fertilizer. And I tell you, it was pretty awesome and fun last night. The gang did well.
Yeah, and Calvin looked like you put him to work right away.
Yeah, he can help.
Yeah, that's a great addition there to the Madison Mercantile. It's in the back, right?
In the back on the west side. And Calvin is into horticulture, and he's handicapped. And so we built this raised bed. It's not... This one's his, but we're looking at building some more. So if you're interested, you could talk to Chris Shelstead at the Mercantile. And Kelvin's really interested in that raised bed. So I bet you it's planted already.
I bet it is too. How'd the tree thing go a couple weeks ago?
Oh, that was awesome. Prairie Eco Links got a grant, and we got 150 bare root trees to be planted in Madison, and people had to sign up for the tree. And it was a great day, great 2 days. We did it Friday and Saturday 2 weeks ago, and people came, got their trees, and we helped plant some trees, and it went really smooth. And hats off to all the people that got trees, and plus the Prairie Eco Links gang that put it all together.
Yeah, I noticed that your store there in Montevideo, you got a good inventory of trees.
Oh, we have lots of trees. Yep. But you know, I sold a lot of trees yesterday. So if you have a specific tree you're looking for, and you know you want it this year, it'd be time to go and look at them, because we still have bare root trees, which means you can save some money on them, that we don't have to plant them up, pot them up into pots, and so you can get a deal on them. We have lots of trees and lots of shrubs, and if you need help, you know, where to put them or design, we can help you with that too.
All right, Dwayne, let's get into our questions from our listeners here. What is the best time to apply Grub-X to my lawn?
If it's going to rain tonight, I'd do it today, because Grub-X got to get washed into the ground. Grub-X is a grub killer or insect killer, that insects that are in your ground. And it, with the grubs will eat the roots of the good plants, okay, of the good grass, such as bluegrass, that leaves the bad grass and takes the good grass. So grub time, because the larva, the little grubs, they're small, so they're easier to kill. So get Grub-X on now.
Okay, and are the grubs the ones that kind of make your lawn a little rough, too, and bumpy?
No, that's night crawlers or earthworms.
Okay.
Grub-X doesn't say that it kills earthworms or night crawlers, but it will definitely thin them out. So that'd be one way to help thin your night crawlers out if you have a bad, bumpy lawn. If you have a bumpy lawn and you want to try to solve that, you got to try to eliminate some of those creatures in there. And then I would dethatch it. The dethatcher will kind of hit those bumps down, and then maybe roll it after that.
All right. We had a walk-in question. How about that? A walk-in question. We don't get them too often.
Oh, that's great.
So do I need to do anything to my soil if I'm planting in a new place? In a new place. Do I need to do anything to my soil if I'm planting in a new place?
New place or old place? But especially at a new place, definitely. I would see what your soil type is. I mean, if it's really heavy soil, I would definitely get peat moss and compost in there, and then put a fertilizer on there, and I would recommend Earth Element Starter. So you want to amend that soil, because it's a lot easier to do it before you get your plants planted. So if you go to a new place, you should maybe till it once, and then spread peat moss, compost, and fertilizer, and then till it again so it gets into the soil.
Okay. Little trivia here for you, Dwayne. I was visiting with someone. What fruit is the only fruit to have its seeds on the outside?
So are people supposed to call in and answer that, or you want me to answer it?
You can answer it.
Strawberries.
Correct.
Hey, I get a quarter.
We haven't stumped you yet.
Yeah, but you know what? You told me the answer before the show. Paul and I have this worked out, you know.
Yep. I thought that was an interesting trivia bit there.
So I wonder why. Is that a confusing fruit or what?
I don't know. You think there'd be other fruit with seeds on the outside?
I can't believe there isn't, but I can't think of one. But it makes sense, because if the purpose of the fruit is to be fruitful and multiply, you know, for the seeds, I mean, the seeds are exposed, and they, you know, if the strawberry, you know, decays, it plants the seeds right away. I guess it makes sense.
All right, this person, one of our listeners, I planted my tomato plants right before the rain this past week, and I looked yesterday, and the leaves are already yellow. Are they dead? What's going on?
I don't think they're dead. I think they got shocked. You know, so much rain, and then it got a little cooler, and then it gets hot. Plus, with a lot of rain, you probably need to fertilize, because if the leaves are turning yellow, it's probably a lack of nitrogen. So I would get some fertilizer on there, on other people too, because of all the moisture we have. Nitrogen will leach out faster than a lot of other nutrients, and that's what keeps the plant yellow or green. So I would say fertilizer and be patient.
Okay. All right, moving right along. For most effective use of Trimec, should it be applied before or after mowing? Good question.
If you spray your lawn with Trimec, which is a broadleaf weed killer, okay, it's going to kill your dandelions. You don't want to spray it and then right after that go mow it, because it doesn't get the chemical action doesn't get down to the roots. So either mow it and then spray it, or spray it and then wait a day or two and then mow it, so that the chemical action can kill the roots of the plant too. Just don't mow it right afterwards.
I think we asked this last week. How often should you put Trimec on your lawn?
If you have weeds, you should put Trimec on your lawn. And if you put Trimec on your lawn and the weeds didn't die, you're not doing it right. Okay? The best time to apply it to kill broadleaf weeds like dandelions is in the fall. Okay? Because the chemistry is going good. The plant is taking and going dormant, so it's taking the nutrients from the leaves and putting in the roots, so it kills the roots better. The other right now, it's taking the nutrients from the roots and growing leaves, so it's kind of opposite. Fall's the best time. The best time to spray, I guess, is when you got weeds and it's bothering you. Get out there and spray. And best time, maybe they're asking, don't rain, don't spray if it's windy out, because some of that spray will drift and get onto your other plants, and you don't want that.
Okay.
So a still, warmer day, not above 90 degrees, but the best time is in the fall. And then the other time, how many times do it? You might do it 2-3 times a year.
Okay. All right, we're going to run out of time, Dorian. We've got a couple more questions. We'll save them for next week.
We're not going to answer the rhubarb question?
Okay, explain why the leaf of a rhubarb is poisonous, but the rhubarb is not.
You know, the rhubarb itself, the stalk isn't where the what's poisonous in the rhubarb leaf is oxalic acid. Okay, rhubarb leaves have about 0.5% oxalic acid in there, and that's a toxic level. You know, other plants have oxalic acid in it, but they are at a lot lower level. Like parsley has oxalic acid in it. Chocolate has it in it, but at a low level. But the leaves of a rhubarb plant where that's stored and not in the stalk has that oxalic acid, and you don't want to eat that.
All right, got her on. You got 30 seconds. Memorial weekend this weekend.
Memorial Day weekend, you know, the old traditional people have to have geraniums. We have tons of geraniums, and they're blooming. They look really nice. We have a lot of planters. If you want to put a fresh, live, you know, bedding plant planter out at the cemetery and then take it home, put it on your front porch. We have lots of those, or if you want to bring in your own planter.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Talk to you next Thursday.
Happy graduation. We didn't talk about that either. Happy graduation, everybody.
You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. It's time for news headlines and the weather here on Q92.